Nevada.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm, except for telling us who won and the reunion with Mike's buddies, I'm sorry, Ben's buddies, the reunion show was a complete waste of time.
And welcome.
Well, we're starting off on a positive note.
I agree. I love Ben, love his story, very inspiring story, but it didn't even get to the final vote till 22 minutes into what is supposed to be the reunion show.
I've said this 100 times. Have it the following week.
Well, they probably only get the 3-hour block, so they're not going to not get it in one day.
Get a 3-hour block, and then the next week you have another hour. What are they going to show next week?
Regardless of what they would show next week, I think they need to make a decision to not do the reunion show. Or we still put that much stock into it. But
Or just have the amazing race where, hey, you won, and how do you feel? Okay, great.
All right, I think we're missing the point here.
What's the point?
The reunion show is like, okay, yeah, this one kind of sucked, but in the past,
they all kind of suck, though. And this one didn't even try.
Yeah, they've been
getting bad for a while. We had the one with Boston Rob selling his book. Rudy, I don't know what Rudy was doing.
All right. It's
people.
Late.
Late.
We're yelling at clouds.
No, I mean, I think it's fair to say if it's lame, it's lame, and that was lame.
It's no longer as fun as it used to be. I used to look forward to it because you wanted to hear the stories about, you know, yeah. we didn't know if Cole is Michael
and Jessica.
We don't know anything except they all smiled at the camera, waved, and. Like I said, the Ben thing was very emotional. I mean, you know, these guys, these Marines, and you see them hugging, and that's emotional.
Yeah, it's a great story. But then you
the 18 hours of commercials, I get you got to pay for it, but God.
But the recapping Ben's win, that was like 10 minutes. Did we need that? And half of it was stuff we just saw in that episode.
Yeah, and we watch, you know, that's what podcasts are for.
Shout out to Rob's sister Nino, who he was at the beginning of the show. He was doing some kind of challenge with some other
with Cochran
players, yes,
and Andrea.
He said, "Please, Jeff, get her some peanut butter or whatever it was, that chocolate or what."
Oh boy!
But agreed.
Off the rails. 3 minutes in.
definitely, we'll leave our thoughts here for the reunion show.
Worst one ever. And I don't think it's close.
Actually, it's. Yeah, because, I mean, the other ones that were weird or whatever, at least they tried. They didn't even try. So, got to give the Survivor people an F on this year's reunion show.
Was there any reason to go over 20 minutes into the reunion show? What could we have skipped?
Well, they needed to cut some time out of the reunion show because they had nothing planned for it.
Well, no, I think. Well, the thing went 22 minutes into the reunion show.
I know. I was joking.
So you didn't really leave much room for anything.
It would have been nice if we had talked to more people. I did want to hear follow ups in some of the stories, but
that's what makes the reunion show interesting. And when they don't do it,
of course, yes. I wish that they had given Lauren her shell back.
Well, apparently they have to use it for next season. whatever that's going to work.
Or biggest mistakes.
We're not going to have people that made those mistakes. So,
AKA the most gimmicky Survivor season ever.
I thought that's what it was going to be. People
Same
who
here,
made
yeah.
mistakes. And then I go, wait, they're going to have to repeat the biggest mistakes? Or
you know, actually, it would have been cool to... I think it would have been fun to bring back some of the players like James. Well, do we need to see James again?
Yeah, do we need to see James again? Like, do we need to see... Eric
scooper.
Again.
But, I mean, no. Some of them, I mean, it could have been cool to, like, have them get their second chance facing their, you know,
but
big mistake.
Like, things like that,
but,
though, like second chances or something, Survivor second chances. They've done that before.
But what's it going to be? Okay, you have the idol. Do you give it away or not? This is your Eric gave it away, so you can't make the same mistake.
Yeah,
I'm trying to guess what it's going to be.
You know what it actually is? It's Survivor. Whatever was still lying around the prop department. Survivor economic recession. Even though we're not in a recession.
Well, could they? I thought it'd been kind of cool with the whole ghost island thing if it was like a haunted island, like it actually had like a horror theme to it.
That'd be interesting. Fun.
But it's not that. It's just using old props, like Colleen said. So we'll see. We'll see. We can hold out judgment till next season.
You know, it could be fun though with that many gimmicks. Like it could be like, you know, cheesy hokey cult fun, which I know no Survivor fan wants to see except for me, apparently. But
all right, well,
I'm like in the minority of people that like the twist tonight.
That's our thoughts on what happened after this episode. But let's save the actual bulk of what we have to talk about this episode in the recap. But before we get into that, I want to thank people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JNJack. Over 150 patrons make these shows possible. Thank you to all of those people, as well as all of our listeners. We won't be able to do it without your support.
Yeah, and in the week since we last complained about Patreon and thanked them, they have pretty much said just kidding. So everything we said last week, disregard.
Do we want to make this podcast like the reunion show?
We don't talk about Survivor and we send a lot of commercials.
We come back to and we'll do Amazon and then we'll come back and push Patreon again. And then we'll just, Jeff said, come back. Well, we'll be back in a minute. And then those are my favorite ones when they come back, just so Jeff can tell us they'll be back.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, Colleen, take it away.
All right, we'll try to go through this quick because I just counted. We have 9 emails.
Okay.
Now, I think they're from the same 3
There's
people.
There's not much to say other than what can we do to help Ben win the game? Can we say that's basically this finale episode?
I honestly thought there'd be like a rain cloud over Devin's when he's trying to build a castle fire. He started building the fire, all of a sudden it would just start raining on Devin.
Or there would be a prop fan right there that kept blowing it out.
Maybe they just gave him like a rock and he thought he was...
Yeah, I thought it was Flint.
Actually, can we just like break down each player's kind of game, at least in this finale episode?
Sure, let's start with Dr. Mike.
Yeah, start with Dr. Mike.
Who... had, you know, the Jeff's inappropriate comment in the night right off the bat in the recap when he said, with the end in sight, can Mike rise to the occasion? I giggled.
No, he can't.
Aww.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, it's sad for Dr. Mike. I really wanted him to win a challenge before it was all said and done.
Yeah, I did too.
But unfortunately, it was not in the cards for Mike. But and that's where, you know, I would have liked to have seen some time to talk to Mike and his wife, you know, and like get the wife's thoughts.
Yes, I really wanted to see that.
That's another missed opportunity. What's your thoughts there, Jack?
I agree. I mean, like I said,
because they even had like the post him getting voted out moment there, and they didn't do that.
I don't know what they were doing. We've been complaining about the reunion show for a while.
Not me.
I have been, and this is just.
But my question is, like them, because they kind of did some of the exit conversations with them during the episode, during the live thing. So is that maybe where they're taking credence and not really doing much after the episode?
That's just wrong because people like me were like an hour behind. So I said, okay, let me just fast forward.
And people like me that have to pee every commercial break missed it. No, I'm just kidding. I saw it.
But yeah, so I think unfortunate. He kind of got idled out, essentially. Afterwards with Jeff, he said he thought about putting down Devin's name. And, you know, is that $1 million mistake by Mike? But
at the most, it was $100,000, but probably a $50,000.
So you think if Mike got to the final, he wouldn't have.
He would have been right there with Ryan. I think I don't think he wouldn't have won.
No, I don't think anybody was going to take him because once they had to actually vote for Devin or Mike, they voted for Mike.
Right. Yeah, well, I think they were hoping that they kept Devin around long enough to win immunity.
That was a good move by Devin, though.
Yeah, and you know, I mentioned this during the commercial, during the show to Jay, is that Devin's instincts have been, like, we've seen a lot of confessionals and whatnot from him, you know, in conversations with other players, where his instincts have actually been fairly on.
He's
the whole
on point.
Season.
And I thought, I mean, I honestly thought... when it was final three, or I thought it was going to be final three, Devin, Chrissy, and Ryan, I thought Devin had a really good chance. I think he could have talked about how much of his gameplay kind of dictated this season. I know Chrissy was kind of the standout star.
Well, he didn't give himself enough credit.
He did not.
During the jury, because he, you know, Brian may have been okay, but I think Devin made a lot of those decisions.
Yes, he did. I mean, the whole Ben kind of being a secret agent, that was his idea.
Right.
And that was probably one of the biggest flips of the game in terms of power.
Yeah.
Brian to play his idol.
Yep. You got right. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Forced the idol out. Forced Ben's idol that one time.
Right.
Devin
was a better player than we gave him credit for, I think.
And then he gave himself credit for.
Then he gave himself credit for. I think we've been fairly fair with Devin.
I think so, but just in this, even this episode, like, he's definitely, like, he's a lovable guy. But I thought he actually played pretty well.
Yeah.
And the surfer, you know, talk or the surfer attitude or whatever, I think maybe led us to not think he was playing as well as he actually did.
Well, because at first we really didn't see.
Are you saying that we, like,
we stereotyped
did, like,
him
as a surfer?
Reverse
vocal
boy.
Fry for him or whatever it is,
sure.
Like male vocal fry. Or we just wrote him off.
I don't want to talk about
it. Stop.
What? I'm just podcasting.
Stop. You're not allowed to make fun of Vocal Fry anymore.
Why not?
Because you're not. It's a thing you're not allowed to do, okay?
Okay. I'm from California. Isn't that Vocal Fry from California? I can technically do that.
I don't think it works like that. I just know it's one of those things you're no longer allowed to make fun of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Sorry.
Hashtag 2017.
Yeah, exactly. Hashtag 11 days left to the year. Anyway, okay, Dr. Mike.
Is there anything else to say, really?
Wrap up on him.
He got idled out. That was his chance. If he was going to do it, to go for Devin, it would have saved him, but he would have been voted out the next round anyway.
Yeah.
Is there anything else there is to say?
Or what? Well, could he start the fire? That's the thing.
No. Well, I mean, he could have. But again, I think that there also would have been a magic little fan rain cloud over him, too. Right?
Right.
I guess.
Like, I don't, you know. I like Dr. Mike. I'd watch him play again. He was a fun character. He was kind of like a, you know, Jewish urologist dad Keith Nail. In the lovability factor,
I guess.
I just want to see him drive a tuk-tuk next season. In the future.
But I mean, but the thing is, like, he played well in challenges. Never enough to win, but he played well.
He actually did have good showings.
Yeah, and he made some interesting moves in the game, but, you know, he was entertaining. But, you know, so I definitely, you know, love to see him again.
And it was his idea for Chrissy to play the super idol and pretend it was a real idol, right?
I think so.
That was a barn burner.
What? It could have. I mean, it was an unfortunate for them that Ben already knew where the real idol was, but it was a right. It could have had a fun consequence.
Yeah.
But he had a lot of good sound bites. Even in this episode when he was had that bad guy in the horror movie. I thought that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Foreshadowing for Ghost Island.
All right. Next up here is Devin.
We've already kind of hit on...
We did.
A little bit for Devin. His instincts saved him, got him to Final Four instead of three.
Yep.
Is he the one that voted for Ryan?
Yes. Which I predicted last week.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have changed because Chrissy got second anyway, but I knew that Ryan was going to have a vote from Devin.
I think it went 1, 2, 3. Let's see. I'm looking at it now. Oh. Really?
Yes,
well,
yes.
Jack won. his pick from the beginning of the game won the whole thing. So
that's fine.
We'll set up the final score once we get to it.
I don't like to brag, but I think I've had, I may not have won it, but I think all my picks, my one pick always seems to make it to the finals.
Yeah, but you usually just pick the wrong one. So finally, Jack has won the tally.
Yay, your luck has changed.
Yay.
You got to win. Woohoo!
The Glatfelter curse is broken.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right, Devin. I'd watch Devin play again, too.
Yeah, I thought he was a good player.
I thought he'd be better in the challenges. He wasn't that great in the challenges.
But right? Colin was saying, like, we thought, you know, he was going to be like a Joey Amazing. But honestly, I think that might be better for his game because, like, Joey Amazing eventually just had to win out. He's, no matter when he played, he had to win out, or Ozzy has to win out. And he didn't have to do that. Like, he was essentially, if not for the Let's Keep Ben in the Game challenge, he would have been in the final three. Right?
Yeah, that twist at the end was terrible.
Horrible.
Okay, I liked it, but we'll get to that. I know I was like the only person on Twitter that liked it, except for Redman, who backed me up. I was like, thank you, it's you and me against everybody else.
But so, yeah, save for that, he's in the final three, and I think he has a really good case to win the game when Chrissy was overlooking his contributions.
Yeah. That's if you got to have time to speak, because you have Chrissy and Ryan, who
really like to talk.
They get way more out of their game than they had.
A yes or no answer, and 3 minutes later, Ryan and Chrissy are still talking.
Well, I know what that's
I'm surprised
like.
That Chrissy didn't get more hate in the tribal. Well, actually, let's wait
to we'll get to it. We'll get
any,
to
any
that.
Any thoughts on Devin?
From San Diego, how can you hate him?
Exactly. Good guy.
He got a hashtag tonight, so go him. He got the episode title. Didn't he say $1 Million Night?
Maybe
not. I don't know. All right. Cool. All right. Cool story, bros. Let's move on.
Let's. So next up is our third place finisher.
Oh, I was going to say one thing about Devin.
Oh, sure, please.
And I meant to say this when we were talking about how, you know, his game was kind of underestimated. Is, as he points it out, Ben was the only person to write down his name, or the first person to write down his name on night 37,
yeah,
which is pretty impressive.
Yep.
Sorry, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan, honestly, I think just all I had for him was just disappointment. I think when his idol got flushed out, and when he kind of overshared that he had that advantage, I think he just, his game kind of blew up, and then he stopped trying. He kind of just became the Chrissy partner, you know? Like, he didn't really, I thought he had much better gameplay in him, and a much better gameplay that I saw earlier on in the game, and he kind of just stopped trying. And so for me, Ryan's play, even exemplified in this episode, just was just disappointment. And I think the jury called it out, you know? Like, he is like, we never touched the machete, we never did this stuff, and we tried, you just didn't try. And I think it's an exemplifies his play this season, which he had opportunities. I think he had the skill, and he just didn't try. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think once he said, no one brought me here. Well, once he said that, I said, well, literally, Chrissy brought you here.
I mean, or Devin, you know.
Well, no, you're number two.
Chrissy,
you're here already because I brought you here.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do fire to get in here. So, yeah, I think I agree with you, Jay. It started out strong. But he just let the strong, as a super fan, he should have been in there more. Like I said, first opportunity to get rid of Chrissy, he should have got rid of Chrissy.
Okay, to play devil's advocate, so I was like, what else could he have done when he was being constantly overshadowed by?
So he did the flip on Chrissy, right? Then get rid of Chrissy. Don't let her hang around.
When did he do the flip on Chrissy? Ryan. He never did a flip on Chrissy.
He did at one, not Chrissy, his other alliance member,
Orin.
No.
Allie?
Allie.
Desi.
No, not Desi. Allie.
Desi.
It was Allie.
It was Allie? Yeah, that was Allie. The turn. It's like, why did you go with her when we had a really strong alliance? That's where his gameplay kind of fell apart after that point. Like, I think he tried to make
it. Here his move. Edit fell apart, rather.
Could be, but I mean, just looking at his gameplay, he didn't really do anything after that. Like, he got that advantage, and but he didn't really play it for himself. He didn't do anything for himself.
Not strong in the challenges, you got to at least do something around camp. And from what everyone said, he didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ben said, you talked about iced coffee or ice, whatever it was he talked about.
I think that he got, he knew that he had a good thing with Chrissy, and she was protecting him, so to speak. And Ben went back until final six.
So I think he was probably trying to
let them be more of the bad guys.
Yeah, but that's never going to let you win.
But Chrissy, once she started winning all those challenges, that gave the, at least some respect to her game. I mean, how can you not?
Yeah, well, he
that?
Couldn't flip on her then. She had three immunities in a row. So when does he flip on her? When she's just as immune as Ben?
He should have done it before. I mean, you should. That's that kind of that.
You
seven,
think that when they had that final seven, when the two of them,
it's about that time, right? If there's that final seven, that's where you kind of like 8-5 vote. That's where you need to make your moves.
You start to have to look too. Okay, a lot of these challenges are puzzle challenges, and she's like the Rain Man of puzzle challenges.
She's really good at puzzle challenges.
I mean, she could be the last one.
Like, it's not even close.
Catch the key. I mean, she's done. And like she was, you know, like she said, well, I know all these facts about you. Because she hasn't photographic
which
memory.
They weren't really even that impressed about.
Well, no, I mean, because to your point, Jack, it's like photographic memory. And, you know, I have, I'm not going to say a photographic memory, but I have pretty good memory. And all you do is just remember these little things, but it doesn't actually show you how to connection with anybody. You just, you basically, like, analyze these people, took what you thought was advantageous to you, and just kept it in your pocket. But I didn't feel any real connection.
I didn't either. And then, but she still knew that, whereas I'd be like, wait, who did what? What?
No, I mean, yeah.
But he should, that as you, also part of being a strong player, I'll say, okay, I'm not good at challenges, but who's exceptional at these challenges? Chrissy.
Yeah.
First chance I have, we got to get rid of
her. And he was fine just sticking with her. After the alley vote, he was fine sticking with her. He didn't try at any point to get rid of her.
He made Devin be the strong, you know, the guy to go out there and make all the moves. And to be honest with you, Devin, I would have voted for Devin in a heartbeat over Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So Ryan,
I'd be interested to hear what Ryan does say about his game more so in the exit interviews tomorrow.
We'll see.
We had the reunion show. Oh, sorry.
All right. Next up is our runner up, who somebody I thought maybe had the win just the way the jury seemed to go.
Yeah, I would say that she had a great final trouble showing.
She did.
And
she
Ryan
did
didn't
job.
Do that bad either, considering.
I thought they all did well. Like, nobody crashed and burned. I thought Ben was a little sporadic, but
I don't think that he could think on his feet as quickly as Chrissy and Ryan were able to.
Yeah. But I thought Ben also but also conveyed the emotion and everything really well. I mean, how do you not pull
Joe got that out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we mention with the fire making challenge, how they kept focusing on, coal is my goal. Like, he was some kind of fire expert. Well, that was cracking me up.
Well, you look at that too. As you look at, you know, during the both Ryan and Chrissy were showing their hand. Like, oh my god,
you know. Well, I want to talk about the that change, that twist in its own separate things.
So yeah.
I'm saying as far as a player. You don't let the jury know that, oh my god, I don't want Ben to win. In fact, if I was Chrissy, I would have said no, I didn't share it with anybody.
Yep. So Chrissy,
well, you heard they dedicated a whole 3-minute clip show to how nobody can keep a secret. Which was somewhat fake news because remember Ben is the one that couldn't keep the secret about Lauren's advantage.
But it wasn't his secret to keep. He was just basically blowing it up, which
stirring the pot.
Yeah,
the pen bomb.
The pen bomb. Hashtag pen bomb. But let's talk about Chrissy's game.
Yes.
I mean, considering the fact that she was puking day one, I was like, ooh, that doesn't bode well. That's weakness. But she found her strength throughout all of it. I think personally, and maybe it was just the edit, I didn't find her that endearing. I thought she was kind of.
It was the gloating. Some of the gloating,
and then not being able to handle it when other people were gloating, I thought was a little.
It was like not being able to handle, like lack like, of sportsmanship.
Exactly,
almost.
Yeah. Like the.
Like I don't
if
think
you're
she's
dish a, it out. You gotta be able to take it.
Yeah,
back, you
know, like somebody it. Like Joe, I think is able to dish it out, and even if they don't want to take it, they still take it a little bit better than like Chrissy, because I could see Chrissy going to the jury and being a bitter juror.
Oh yeah,
yeah, but I. But she did, I think, as far as the challenges.
Oh, she, yeah, I've been very impressive. Piece. So the
you
could see
her.
In that one where Ben had the upside down U. I'm like, oh, Ben.
I know.
I said, oh,
that wasn't so much like Chrissy winning. That was Ben losing it.
But after that, he had a chance, and he I think he was panicking because
oh yeah
oh yeah
Chrissy, just at that point she goes, she figured it out.
You could see them all panicking though for a while, and then I think she was just the first person to regain control.
At that point, I think she knew she had nothing to lose, and she kind of calmly set into it.
Right.
So, I mean, again, I think she played a really good game. I think the thing that maybe she lacked was like a real connection to people. And I don't think she had it. I didn't see it anyway.
Well, she did get two votes. She got a vote from Ashley, and I'm pretty sure that was Dr. Mike, because when she voted Mike off, she put his name in the heart. Mm-hmm. And then that was the vote for her
now,
was her name in the heart.
She goes with, if there's no twist.
No, Lauren voted for Ben.
If there's no twist, I think it's a close call between Devin and
But I think Chrissy has the better resume.
Yeah.
She does, but does Ben kind of
I think Ben
soil
votes
the jury
for Chrissy.
Against Chrissy?
No, I think Ben votes for Chrissy at that point.
You think so?
I do.
At what point could Ben say that they haven't already listened to? But you at some point you have to go, okay, Chrissy, between the Ryan, Devin, and herself, she played the better game between those three.
Yeah, I know that sometimes we complain about when Jeff does the, you know, so-and-so had gone to the final three instead of the jury, how many would have voted for them? And
well, I think he knew he couldn't ask that one because they kind of took that out of her hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, I kind of wanted to know what that was now, because I think that Chrissy would have won if they had gone down to them.
I think she definitely wins because I don't think it was a bitter jury. I think it was.
Yeah.
She was the best talker up there, too. Devin, you know, you can tell that
she's definitely the best talker, but I think but Ben had a great resume, and so did she.
I thought Devin had a good resume, too, though. I don't know if he could have
I don't think he could have voked.
Yeah, he had a good resume, but, you know, even like he even said, when he had a chance to take credit for stuff, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
So
San Diego guys, man, they're just too nice.
Yeah, we're just too nice.
Good of people.
It's why we don't win championships. We're happy. We're okay with someone else winning it.
So, any final thoughts on Chrissy before we go to Ben?
I don't know where I had. Did I have her final three?
Let me look. Pieces and picks. Colleen, please vamp.
Oh, what's I'm up? Sorry. I'm reading
Jackie
about
did
how
have her final three. So that's another point for you there.
But damn. To be honest with you, when like you said, when she was throwing up in the beginning and a lot of people were talking, I was shocked she made it this far. So for her to get all the way there and the Windows challenges, I mean, hats off to her.
So she tied the record for most female immunity wins. And she tied with Kim Spradlin, Kelly Wigglesworth.
Yeah, definitely Wigglesworth.
And who was the third person? It's going to drive me nuts because I know.
Was it Parvati?
No, it's not Parvati. Oh,
was
well.
Was our flirting challenge?
Hey, you can't say that now.
Well, I can't say that was flirting
hashtag
challenge.
Hashtag 2017. No, but I think
that's how she said her game. That's where she bragged about her
Parvati.
Game.
I love Parvati. She's probably my favorite player, so.
It's going to drive me nuts, and as soon as we finish...
I'm just repeating what Poverty has said, so that I don't think I can be held
up. As soon as we finish recording, I'm going to remember who the third person is, and I'm going to be like,
So hats off to Chrissy. She played a pretty...
Was it Amanda Kimmel? Did she win a lot? All right. Yes. Jay's giving me the, I don't know, shut up look.
Yeah. Move on!
You just told me to talk, and now you want me to be quiet. I'm so confused.
I told you to talk something good. That's... meandering about things we don't know. All right, so
you could have just been talking about the reunion show.
Yeah. Okay, you guys suck.
let's finish with Ben. Gotta give kudos to Ben for searching out those idols and staying up, and you know, being saved by a twist to the game.
Is that what we're calling it now?
What, the Ben twist?
No, just twist to the game.
What was the name they gave to it? It was a twist. That's all they said, right? It was.
Yes, I was joking. There were some theories on Twitter that if Ben had won immunity, the twist to the game would not have been a fire making challenge. It would have been like vote out a juror or something.
Well,
a lot of bitter tweeters tonight.
He gave the thing too, or I guess he had it. He seemed to have it before.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Jeff,
there was just a lot of bitter tweeting going on.
I think it's justified. But let's finish with Ben's game before we get into that. Let's talk about Ben's game in this episode.
Let's talk about Ben's game. But he found more idols.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I think, you know, he did the classic kind of blindside idol use, and then he kind of had to find the next two to stay in the game. And then he, when it came to the fire challenge, you know, removing the advantage itself, but he won when he had to.
It wasn't even close.
Yeah,
and you can see Devin was panicking too. Yep. I mean, I thought Devin was going to lose a thumb.
Yeah,
the way he was panicking. But no, even in the recap that they showed us, I did forget he was alone. You know, he lost his whole alliance when they had that merge, and he was able to stay in the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he was able to make enough, you know, he's saying he didn't have any people skills or social skills, but he was good enough to keep himself in the game.
Well, until Joe started calling him out for being King Ben, he did a good job. And I think even when the rug was pulled, every time the rug was pulled out from under him, he was able to still adapt and put himself in a position where he had a chance to win. And then once all of that was expended,
credit to him. I know there were 100 idols out there. But he was out there looking for him.
Yeah.
The other people, all the other four could have went out there and looked for it. Yep. They chose not to.
How many times did they say, well, he's not going to be able to find another one?
Yeah. Every time they said that.
Oh, my God. They've said that so many times.
Even in this finale episode. And well, he literally stayed up all night looking, and he finally found it.
Which is how long it took the producers to re-etch that.
To be fair.
Quick, send an intern out.
Dez said, asked the, why didn't anyone follow him?
Yeah.
Well, we're tired.
There's four of you.
I think Chrissy gave her worst answer of the whole thing. So she said, well, you know, it's 37 days. We're tired. You know, it's like, well, that cost you $1 million.
Yep.
Well, or it didn't.
Yeah, I guess it didn't matter. So I think that's where it's a good thing that the hidden idols end at five, because there has to be that point where, okay, the player does have to win. And
if there's a twist.
Yeah. And in that moment for Ben, he didn't win. He had it, and there was a little, you know, brain fart with the upside down U.
Right.
And then he had it again, and he lost it. So at that point, I think just in terms of the game of Survivor, I think he loses the game. And if I was on the jury, amazing story for Ben and all, it would be really hard for me to write his name down as the winner of the game. But at the same time, this advantage was kind of thrown upon him, and he was able to take advantage of it. But
he didn't cheat. I mean,
he didn't.
He played by whatever the and everyone had the same. They could have done the same thing. Like I said, they could have gone out and looked for idols. They chose not to.
Yeah. No. He. This is all the only play he had left was to win out or get the hidden immunity idols. He did just about that, and he won the game. And in most cases, when the underdog is like that, and they can get to the final three, you know, Mike is another good example. From however many seasons ago that was.
Yeah, it's so funny. I was rooting for Mike at the time, and now in retrospect, I'm like, God, Mike was so annoying. But the Rodney Fire thing was fun.
But again, like, it's the underdog. And I think, and then Ben's story, like, being a veteran with PTSD and what he stood for, I think there's not a single person, I think, that would say that you weren't pulling for him. Not only the underdog, but just his story and what he was trying to accomplish there is incredibly moving. Overall, just a person that I enjoyed watching. If not for the fact, I think to me his story is a little bit sullied by the advantage, but not nearly enough to take away from his win and what he represented to a lot of people.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's fair. I agree. It was a lot of convenience.
Yes.
But he was able to take advantage of it. We'll go there. He was likable.
It's definitely convenience, and we joked about it a lot during the thing. But again, he was the only one that we saw looking for.
Well, there was two. There's two. The one that the one hidden mirror that I give him the most credit for is the third one that he got, because that one he looked all night and he finally found something. But right. the one where he's coming back down
with
from
the
boat, go to the like, boat.
Like that one felt a little suspect.
Don't sleep at the boat.
And then the second one where it's like, I don't remember how he found it, but it was like, oh, it's going to be under the thing.
That
and
was,
didn't show
yeah.
us him actually getting it.
I know, you're still so bitter about that.
Like, how do you not show that? How do you not show? And even now, in we had to watch that 10-minute recap on his whole entire
and
journey.
And you still can't figure it out.
And they didn't show it. They didn't show
maybe
it there.
They, you know what, though? Maybe they didn't have...
Because they gave it to him.
No.
They can't.
Well, they also may not have had footage of it, because what are they going to do, stick a camera underneath the thing and then
or
have
just,
every...
He has to pull it out and put it in his pocket or something.
But the cameraman might not have been able to get a good angle because they didn't want to blow up his game for everyone else.
There's like there was cameras all over him up until that point.
What did Ben do every time he found an idol? Did this dance.
Yes!
Shake it. So you're going to tell me once he found the idol underneath the thing, he wasn't going, ah, yeah!
Probably
Jack,
not, because he was in front of a whole bunch of people.
Jack, if you're talking to the mic, you're dropping that. Thank you.
I'm as close to the mic as I can be. But I said, you know, if Ben, when he finds an idol, he gets very excited.
Yeah.
So I think they have film of it, so maybe we'll see it later.
I don't know. So, it might just not have been logistical.
Again, it could just be random happenstance, but it definitely felt there's a few times it's kind of clearing the path for him. And again, it's hard not to love him as a person and root for him. So it's but it also at the same time like So let's talk about that advantage or twist to the thing. Can we, Colleen? You like it? I think Jack and we don't like it. Right? Is that the you hated it?
It completely takes the strategery out of the game.
Well, it adds another layer of strategery.
There's no strategery.
Actually, no, because now anybody playing it in the future.
If I win the final immunity, I got to see who I want to take with me. Because how many people have lost money? We can go to Colby, and we can go to some others. What's his name? Woo, who took Tony.
Okay, well, Woo is just, you can't count that. But Woo still, had the chance to.
Still, it was a $1 million mistake. And there, so that's half the fun.
Yeah.
Who can I beat? And you completely took that out of Chrissy's and added. I mean, she made the best move she could by telling Devin, "Okay, yeah. Work on this fire. I need you in the finals." You know, Ryan. Yeah, I'm taking Ryan because Ryan's not going to win. So I'll take Ryan, and because she's probably going, it's going to be a struggle for me to beat Ben.
Yeah.
And she knew it. So
absolutely.
If I win,
how are you not going to beat?
If I win the final immunity, I should be taking who I want.
Yeah.
It's who the show.
So wait, are you saying that if you win the final immunity, you are entitled to take the
yes.
person that
so,
you want?
You got to that point.
But it's
you
a game
won.
With no rules, so technically you're not really you
no,
don't.
It is rules. Like you just made a new rule in there where this person can. Basically...
Okay, what about when hidden immunity idols were introduced?
You left me with no say in the matter at all. She had no say. There's no way she takes. We all in agreement. There's no way she takes Ben.
Agreed.
No way.
Okay, question. When hidden immunity idols were introduced, were you this angry about them? Because they did, for the first season, the first time they were played, when nobody knew about them ahead of time, and there was no way to plan for them, and they were an advantage that took it away from the person that was making the majority's decision, voting decision, were you this angry about them?
And it stops at 5.
Yep.
If I make it to the final five, it should be.
That's not my question. Were you angry? Because that means from vote five through vote 19.
No, I wasn't. It was a new twist in the game, but it's a twist. When you get down to final five, it should be on the players.
Yep. It was on the players.
But again, you basically.
What about Redemption Island when they threw Tina back in at final five? Were you guys about?
I hated Redemption Island.
Yeah, Redemption Island. That was. I mean, again, majority of. Survivor fans hate Redemption Island.
Not the season Redemption Island. I meant the actual.
Both. I mean, both.
Yeah,
Redemption
the
Island,
actual,
the gimmick is a horrible
gimmick.
Yeah, the gimmick. But I think Jack is making the exact right point. The hidden immunity idol does not affect the final decision. And for any player, the final three or the final two, that decision should be made by the player that gets to that point, that is able to outlast, get rid of all the people that were going to vote them out, and then actually have to win the final immunity challenge. You have to win that final immunity challenge to guarantee yourself that. And then you take that away? That's ridiculous.
Also, when I find, again, I said this 100 times today, a hidden immunity aisle, anyone can go find it.
Yeah.
This is something you gave me on, oh, crap. There's no way I want to take Ben. All right, Devin, you have to win the fire challenge.
Yeah.
Have to win. And Devin, he couldn't even start the fire. So I lost $1 million because Devin couldn't start a fire.
Yeah.
You completely took that. If that were me and I'd been there for 39 days and you said, oh, by the way, you can only take one person with you.
That person that you try to get out three times and had a hidden immunity out all three times in a row, and then you finally beat him even though he had the lead like three times, and you beat him, and it's like, oh, I guess all of that didn't matter. He's still going to have a chance to win.
And I will not be sole survivor.
Yeah. And that's where I get it. I get twists and stuff like that, but I feel like there's been a few seasons now in a row where the twists have like taken the play out of the game.
At a certain point, you have to say, okay, during the game, you say, okay, it's now on the players. Let them play. It'd be like the Super Bowl. Say, oh, well, you know what? You won the AFC Championship, but sorry, there was this twist.
But we really like the team that lost, and you got to give them a second chance.
You got to keep kicking field goals until someone messes and that person gets to go. It's at some point. You have to let the players play.
Yep.
Well, there's also, you could have had good jury management, too, the whole time, and it doesn't matter who you're sitting next to.
But again, like, if
Ben, you're playing the game for the whole time. You're not just playing the game after you hit five.
But you know how underdogs go, and you know the history of the game, and you know Ben's story. If you would be an idiot to have Ben there.
Plus, Ben had a strong resume. He had a great story. And a strong resume. It wasn't just that he had a great story. He had a strong resume. There's no way.
But his resume mainly consisted of finding immunity idols.
At the end. But his gameplay throughout, like he built relationships.
Yeah, he was a poor spy.
He was a secret spy.
Just like Mike blew up his own game with his poor gameplay at that Survivor auction, which turned everybody against him. Ben still didn't, you know what I mean? There's a reason why he became the underdog. He became the underdog because he made some terrible mistakes in the middle.
Absolutely, but Mike won the final challenge that he had to win to put himself in that position. Ozzy got within that one and lost. And when they did the who would you vote for, the majority went for Ozzy. I mean, how many times do you have to win?
Are you talking about South Pacific?
No, it was South Pacific. I think it was the first Redemption Island, or it was one of the ones where he came. I think it was the second Redemption Island he was on.
Yeah, that was South.
Was South Pacific?
That was, okay. Cochran's first season.
Yeah, and then, he was one away. I can't remember.
Albert, go pick up my. Yeah.
Chrissy won that challenge, and you took away it's the most pressure moment in the game.
Yeah.
And she won it, and you take it away from her.
That was not an easy challenge.
No. It wasn't a puzzle challenge. It wasn't the thing that she was good at.
Oh, say we start the first season of Survivor, they do this, and Richard Hatch gets he I don't think he won Final Immunity, did he?
Well, if they did this in the first, he left it in Rudy's hands. He took his hands up.
So there's a twist, and Richard Hatch doesn't make it in.
Well, then was the first season, so there's no precedent.
He plays a fantastic game, but oh well.
But I think that's what made the show for a lot of people is that he orchestrated all of that and actually showed like the game isn't just what Kelly Zorworth was doing, which was just like, I just want to have an adventure. Like, no, this is an analysis of society and how you make moves. And
after 34 episodes of season of Survivor, you have to have different twists to keep the game interesting. But again, at some point, you have to say, all right, we're done. We're going to let them compete.
Or, there needs to be something that is sacred. And this one, I think, was a way overstep.
Well, I think a lot of this, you guys have nobody to blame but yourself, because this twist was a direct result of the Michelle Winner as Edit win, where they were trying to not have it. All you people that bitch that Michelle shouldn't have won.
That's not the problem. Because
she was
Aubrey,
a terrible winner.
Aubrey won. Like, she should have won. She was there, rightfully
it was
there.
It was a completely bitter jury.
That wasn't because somebody got out at four.
Who did get at it for that season?
I don't recall.
I know it wasn't Debbie.
Wasn't that important.
I know it was someone bitter.
But Aubrey, like she was the clear winner. She's the one that made all the moves. And again, I think she won the final immunity, didn't she? I think
no,
she did.
Michelle won the final.
Oh, did Michelle
immunity.
Win? Okay, I think yeah, that was. Like,
and then
the
she
few
got
things.
To vote out. What's his face that got the knee injury? Neil. Remember that was the twist in that season. Was they got to she got
oh,
to
oh she voted out the jury
voted
member.
Out a jury
oh,
member.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, that was yeah. lame. But again, yeah, that had no.
You make it to the jury. Okay, you can't vote.
But yeah, I get it. You want to make sure, but this was just a bad one, and I think it takes away from Ben's win. Not to take anything away from his win, because again, he has a great story. I really liked him as a player. Nothing against him winning. I just think.
No,
lost,
I mean own it if you think
that.
I haven't checked the internet yet, but I guarantee you it's probably 99% hate.
I actually have been on the internet, and while it started out 99% hate against it, I tweeted that I actually liked it, and I had more people agree with
people
me.
People are saying.
Not so people are people. Saying. No, I'm actually pulling up my Twitter right now because I knew that you were going to do that.
Feisty.
I'm not that I'm feisty. It's just I don't like when you tell me that I'm making something up. So there were more people. I was pleasantly surprised that it wasn't total hate against me. Let's see. I have at least four
I only
likes.
Lost half of my followers, which tells me
I that. You know some of us don't think that life is defined by retweets.
I don't even use Twitter barely, so I okay.
Okay, there were at least five people on Twitter that agreed with me, which was surprising because I really thought that every single person on Twitter would disagree with me. But they didn't. No, six people. See, I'm counting. Wow. I'm going down counting.
I'll tweet tomorrow and ask because I don't want to spoil
just
anyone.
Do it. Make a poll.
Yeah, I'll make a poll.
Why don't I just make a poll now on the Jay and Jack Twitter?
Well, I don't want to spoil anyone.
No, I'll just say, what did you think of the final twist?
I wouldn't do that either, because that would piss people off.
Well, they know that there's a... I just not... what did I'd you think of the final rather, twist? I liked it or I didn't like it. Two things. Everyone knows there's a final twist. It's in the beginning of the...
We're going to do it on our Facebook group.
But you're not going to get the majority of the people that listen to this, are they on our Facebook group?
I don't know.
So I think it's easier to go to Twitter.
All right. Either way, so we have our final thoughts there on this final twist.
Well, I didn't. I still didn't get to say my point, which was the game will. I feel like the game will adapt, and if they're going to keep this twist up, which we know they're keeping up for the next season, let it. Now that people are going into it and knowing that could be an option.
No, because the next cast won't know because it's already been filmed.
I hope they're done with this twist.
Moving on beyond that, because Probst did say that this was going
to
be a new
next
thing.
Season.
He said this was going to be a new thing, and we'd see it next season.
Exactly.
If they bring it beyond that,
Ghost Island's all about mistakes. maybe this will be in there.
Can I finish my statement? I just let you guys talk for 10 minutes about it. If they bring it beyond that,
go ahead. I'm listening.
Future. People are going to have to take that into account. It's another layer of strategy in
What's
the game.
What's the strategy, though?
Get out the people that are the bigger threats earlier on.
But if they can just immunity idle to five and then still be there even if they lose at four... What's the strategy?
Well, then how about everybody stops watching the show to prove their points to producers, and then it gets canceled, and then you're done with it.
Nobody wants the show to be canceled. I think we're just talking about the fact that it... How do you... There's no adapting to it.
You can adapt. You can always adapt.
Everything in life, there are rules that people don't like. And we're expressing our opinion. I thought it was stupid.
I know. I
hope they never have it again.
I let you guys express yours, and I just wanted to express mine.
So your argument is that players need to adapt to it.
Well, no, that they need to is that they will adapt to it. If it's going to be like this moving forward. Okay, Redemption Island. Everybody hated it the first two seasons when they did it in the first Blood versus Water.
Five, which means you just vote them out then because it made a moot point. But how do you adapt to the fact that you can't get out that person the only time they're going to be vulnerable? There's only one time that somebody can't have a hidden idol, and the only way they can stay safe is to win immunity. And in that situation, they don't win immunity, but they
but this
then
is very
still have
specific.
A chance to go in.
This you're assuming that from here on out, every other player that's put in this Final Four position would be the exact same as Ben, where they'll find all the idols and this and that.
But that's generally what you're leaving it open to.
But you don't know that.
You know, in the World Series, if I there should be a twist. If I strike out guy out, no, he has another chance.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I think I understand where you're coming from. You're right, because players should overdap. Whatever the twist is, you should be able to overdap. And I get it. That's a
well,
good.
Not even you should. You're going to have to if they're going
to
keep it.
Sure,
it.
Absolutely. But I think that takes away so much of the gameplay. It takes away so much of the gameplay and whittles it down to just making a fire. And it's not even like a cool thing like where, you know, Mike won. He's like, I'm going to let you guys fight for fire for it. It takes away even that element of it because just it's forcing it to happen regardless.
Well, I think if, as Jack, who has not checked the internet yet, but knows that 99% of the fandoms hate it, said, if Probst also knows that, it's probably not going to come back the twist after next season anyway then, just like they got rid of all the other unfavorable twists.
I don't know. I've been complaining about the reunion show for like 10 years, and it's not getting, it keeps getting worse.
Well, think of the advertising money they get from that. I mean, there were 7,000 commercials.
Well, let's go to feedback from our listeners, because we definitely have a bitter Colleen. Not a bitter Jay,
I'm
but
not
we have
a bitter
Colleen. So
how
let's
am I
see.
Bitter? I let's sat see. Here quietly while you guys made your point.
It's okay. It's all right. You're allowed to be bitter about it.
You can't silence me. This is 2017.
I'm not silencing you.
It's okay to be bitter and wrong at the same time.
I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter.
You know, we're just teasing.
You know,
right?
You know what?
Yes.
There's three of us here.
You're giving me contractions because you're making me tense.
Shut up, Tim. Can we bring him in and have him and Colleen build a fire?
Yeah, I think that'll be good. See who
and
wins.
Then whoever doesn't build the fire, say Colleen loses the fire, then she can't be here next year.
Wait, can I play that challenge instead? I offer as tribute.
Our first
I'm kidding, of course.
Our first email is from Sean. Finale, oh my god, first
wrong.
Tribal.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Holy crap, Devin Spidey sense. Write down Mike. Those eyes, he knows. Ashley bitter. Will she stay bitter? Well, yes, she did stay bitter. do it. Ha ha. Hashtag Ben Bomb. Oh no. Yes, Devin is safe, but I think he just killed his chances. Burned Mike, burned Ashley. Uh-oh. Sean from north of Boston. Sean continues. Finale, right after Chrissy wins fourth immunity. My 12-year-old daughter just looked at me and said, well, Chrissy just won this game, and I think she's right. Sorry.
There's a twist coming.
Sorry, your daughter's going to be upset.
Was your daughter wasn't that Ava chick that got to write down on the parchment during the the final show. Neither of us like her. We both said that we guess we're okay with that. But if she brings Ben, stupid move. Secret advantage, love it. Ooh. But I think, again, Devin is getting screwed by the advantage. We are Devin fans if it's not obvious.
Well, she loved it because they don't like Chrissy.
This is part three, finale, fire. Chrissy has this. It's all over the jury's faces. Plus, winner's edit. Come on, Devin, but can he beat a Marine? Nope. So maybe he wins? Sorry for the multiple emails. This was just easier. And then the final Sean email is hashtag Final Tribal Council. Chrissy looks nervous. Ryan is looking like a weasel. Ben may have this. Aw, Desi. Oh, God. Chrissy's speech, powerful and sickening all at once. What was her speech?
About being a mom.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I said that's a good card to pull.
It was a good card.
Because who's against moms? Nobody.
But you know who's against Marines?
Nobody. Well, there are people there. I bet you there's more people against Marines than there are moms. Because most Marines have mom tattooed on their that's their tattoo.
Okay,
so,
fair enough.
Yeah, I would say moms are more popular than Marines.
Fair enough.
We can do a Twitter poll if you want, but I'm pretty sure that's
right. I'm pretty sure my mom has told me many a times that moms put other people ahead of themselves. I think that's pretty much been like the go-to, I want you to do something, I'm going to guilt you, that she's given me for my entire life. So maybe that's why I wasn't as touched by it.
Without me, you wouldn't be born.
Fair enough. Okay, man, this is long. Like it better than a wasted hour. Ha, Cole's look at the camera casting his vote. Oh, that's right. Remember I made that comment about how Cole was confused. Hashtag Sora finale, reading of the votes. Do we know what happens in a tie? Congrats to Ben. Great season after all. Stinker at the beginning. Even Probst was like, it was a slow burn.
It took a while to get going.
Yeah. You know, I have to say, for a slower burn, the first episode was fun. But after that, it was, you know, there were some duds in there, or some slower burning ones in there, much like Devin's fire tonight. Ba-dum-cha.
Ouch.
But it was a fun finale, and at least it gave us things to debate and talk about. I actually wish they'd stop with the two tribe thing, make it individual from the get-go. And you know what I've always wondered? Do you think they tell each other who they voted for between the casting of the vote and the finale from the last time this season? Merry Christmas.
They're not supposed to.
I'm sure people share. Well, I'm sure it gets out there.
I'm sure this group, as we've seen, probably didn't keep a secret.
Yeah, right.
I voted for Ben. I voted for Melissa. Chrissy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, they're or Cole just found out and told everybody who was voting. What do you guys think of that idea, though, about not making tribes, just individual game from the start?
It's interesting. and then just have like a lot of different twists that takes away whatever gameplay they have to do anyway.
How would you do the first tribal council, though?
I don't know.
16 people there, or 18, whatever it is, and well, you want immunity, you're good.
I wonder if they team up the same way they would for reward challenges. You know, like you draw rocks, you do schoolyard pick,
and something like that.
Yeah, it changes
last,
each time.
Go home.
What?
If you get picked last, that's not going to be it. You better win. Yeah. I hope you have some kind of fire building challenge twist because you're going home.
Yeah, then you're screwed. That's not a bad idea. Now we've got an email from Mandy before the final tribal council, because I'm sure I'll forget in an hour. Thoughts on the final four twist that is here to stay? I think Steven put it nicely, and she screen cap Fishback saying, I really don't like this new survivor twist. I feel like it injures the core of the core dynamics of the game, which is that eliminations are decided by a contestant vote. That said, there's a case to be made. The final four tribal is basically one of two things: a down-the-line vote for one of the season's best players, or a tie that leads to fire anyway. Why not skip it and add some drama? Though, like I said, I'm opposed. So his point is, you're either going to get rid of the person that probably should have won at four, which is another reason why they think this twist came about.
Then you win immunity.
That was why they made it the final three. Like, what are you eventually going to do? Like,
well, the person that we should have won got out at five, so let's.
It's like the NCAA basketball. They used to be 16, then it went to 32. Now it's 65 or 66, and they have all these play-in games. Literally, you have to be terrible not to make it anymore to a postseason.
Our next email is from Damien. I respect Ben, and he played his A off. Idols, and that twist saved him Idols, and that twist saved him four times. I can read good, I promise. The problem with Survivor now is too many twists and too many idols. People play an idol, and they know they can look for another one the next day. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Agreed.
What about if you play an idol, you can't play it the next time?
Or just have the, like you said, Jack, just have it twice, you know, like just have two, and then once they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't tell anybody you have it.
Yeah.
Unless production really, really likes you.
Exactly. Like, okay, well.
Our next email is from Matt, written before the final tribal council. He's got two parts. Okay, so this is the before final tribal email. I don't consider myself a conspiracy type of guy, but this whole night struck me as suspect. Seemed to work out in Ben's favor a little too much. The twist goes against what Survivor is and is up there with Malcolm's vote out and Game Changers, in my opinion. That was when they both went to Tribal Council together and decided on one person to vote out. But again, that was entertaining because of JT. What happened to the tribe has spoken? In both cases, the majority of the person's tribe didn't vote, or the other tribe voted out Malcolm. If Chrissy were a guy, her game would be celebrated by all. Ben has been every ounce as arrogant as she has, but without the immunity wins. He hasn't made any strategic moves. Playing idols doesn't count because he had no choice. If he didn't play them, then he was going home. Finding something is not nearly as impressive as making relationships and moves, even if he found it when he needed it the most. Thoughts before I get
to I think I have to agree with that. I mean, aside from that, I don't think Chrissy was as good at relationship building. I just think that you had an enemy that you want to throw votes on all the time. It didn't matter, and it kind of threw back at her, but she kept winning immunity. And again, I think you took away her win by throwing in that twist. She won it, and she didn't get to reap the benefits of it.
I disagree that Ben didn't have any moves.
He did, and he did until they basically wanted to vote him out because he was too strong, and then he idled his way to the end.
Because they were saying 7 and 8 that they couldn't beat him. If they took him final three, they couldn't beat him. So like you said, they like you said, with the three of them were at the water and they're talking about voting him out, even though he's in the alliance and he hears them.
So, yeah,
like, he did what he had to. But again, like Jay just said, you know, it's not our fault. Chrissy had her game screwed up by the twist.
Yeah,
because she beats Devin. She beats Devin and she beats Ryan.
Yeah,
yeah. And I mean, to Chrissy and Ryan's benefit, they should have all been voted out. Like, they should have been voted out after that final, what was it, 7 vote? Or final 9 vote when they blindsided JP. It should have been Chrissy and Ryan easily down the line after that, and they managed to stay in the game. Because they were in the minority of that alliance, right? And then they kept Joe and Dr. Mike. Jay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So... I mean, that's something to be said for Chrissy's game and Ryan's game. After Final Tribal, Ben is a bottom five winner for me. Final Tribal still means nothing. Everyone had their minds made up already. Chrissy had as good a Final Tribal as anyone and still only got 2 votes. They tried to the Final Four twist to keep the best player in contention, but by doing so, they screwed the best player in the game, Chrissy. Lover or hater, she was the best player, better than several winners, including Ben. Survivor's broken and I'm worried about it, especially with Ghost Island on the horizon. Help me be more optimistic.
I'm with you. I'm with you. It's hard to feel optimistic. But we'll see. You never know.
2 more to go. This is from Victoria. So I wasn't going to watch this finale since it seemed so obvious that the vote was in for Ben to make it to the final three. But then I thought, maybe, just maybe, I'm wrong. Well, that last advantage was just ridiculous and didn't help with this opinion. I can't tell if I blame Ryan for giving Chrissy that advantage earlier in the game, or if I blame the producers for putting obvious clues everywhere with a huge X near camp.
Yeah. The clues, didn't help.
The extraness of this show with advantages and idols just took all the fun out. While I'm happy for Ben and believe his story was amazing, this just seemed rigged to me. As soon as I heard the fire challenge, I shook my head and said, well, Ben won.
Yep.
I think we all kind of did.
Yeah.
I think it's funny Ben has to look for the idol when they were all near the camp. I didn't stay for the reunion because I didn't care that much after the last tribal format. Boo.
You won.
Yeah, it wasn't a good finale. I mean, it wasn't a good reunion show. I don't know if you missed the first 5 minutes of this episode. Go back if you did. It was like everyone was talking over each other and Ryan was yelling and not saying anything special. Chrissy had a better speech using the whole mom rock strategy. Though it's tough hearing her praise women when she backstabbed all of them off. LOL. It was pretty BA, though, that Cole was the only male to win immunity this season.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Girls rule.
Yeah, totally.
To be honest, I don't know who I would have wanted to win. Maybe Desi, because she was always positive and asked the same questions viewers wanted to know. How in the world could you let Ben go out alone and look for idols? Who did you guys want to win? Who did you want to win?
Ben. I had him from the start. So
well, yeah, I mean, I was kind of pulling for Devin because I thought he played a subtle game.
Yeah.
And then when Christy won the thing, it's like, how do you not say Christy should win the game at that point?
Yeah, before I knew the twist, I go, I have no problem with Christy winning, even though I was rooting for Ben.
Yeah, I agree. See you guys and girls next season. Mandy finishes up with, what is a worse reunion show, talking to only 4 people from the cast or putting all the pre-jury people in the audience?
The latter, the former.
The former?
Yeah. All right, well, let's do a final tally game here.
Yeah,
this is the part that everyone's been waiting
for. It's true.
I lost.
Well, hold on, Colleen. So Jack, you said Mike
hold on,
was.
Hold on, Chrissy. You got to be excited when someone else wins.
Yeah, come on now, Chrissy.
Come on, I'm not bitter. Mm-hmm. You guys are the bitter ones. Hey, Jack. While Jay's telling it up.
No, I need to say it. So what do you want to say?
Oh, I was just gonna say Chrissy's been applying for 16 years. So Jack, don't give up on your dreams.
There you go. She was talking to you, Jack.
Yeah, I don't think I can sleep on bamboo anymore. So,
all right, Mike, Jack, you said pre-merge, no points. I said merge, and Colleen said merge, so we both get a point.
Good for you guys.
So hold on, let's make sure we count the points accurately. All right. let's go to see who is next. Devin. Devin's the next one out. Devin, I said merge. Colleen said merge. Jack, you said final three. So close, Jack.
I know.
3 points. Sorry.
Well, he should have been, but of course, then I've been screwed on my winning.
Well, then
pick.
You wouldn't. Yeah, exactly. Let's see. Then who was third? So final three now. Ryan. Let's see where we had Ryan.
I had him second, and winners. So
no, wait. Hold on. Jack, you said merge. I said merge. But Colleen said final three by default, whatever that means.
Well, Manta, he got picked to go to final three, right? No. I know.
Wait, for my...
I think you ran out of...
I ran out of picks, remember?
Oh, no, that's right. Not bad.
Not bad. Go me.
Yeah, that was the last because you had no... You were
right,
forced.
That's right.
You were forced.
Yeah. You know what?
Kind of like Chrissy was.
Well, let's go to Chrissy here. I said pre-merge. Almost had it there with the puke, but again, all that 10,000 advantages kept her in. Colleen had merge, so nothing there. And Jack, you had final three, so a point there.
I was pretty all over the place on the fuck, because I had Devin at 4. I said final three. Ed.
All right, and then last is Ben. Colleen, you said pre-merge. Jack, you and I said merge. No final three is there, so no more points. So that closes out the preseason tallies that we could get. All right, now it is time for the finale.
Wait,
our finale picks. Jack,
Wait. I didn't have Ben as final three.
You did not.
Yeah, I thought you had him as your winner's pick.
You did have him as your winner's pick, but not final three. All right, so Jack, you had at 5. Now remember, this is point per one you could get right, so a total of 5 possible points. Jack, you had Devin at 5, which was wrong. You had Mike at 4, which was wrong. But you did get your final three right, Ryan, Chrissy,
well,
Ben.
To be fair, if Devin just voted for Ben, I would have been right.
Fair enough. All right, so math tallier.
All right, and then so that was 3 points you got on that. Colleen, you said Mike 5,
woo!
Devin 4,
woo!
But Chrissy at 3, and Ryan at 2, and then you got Ben. So you got 3 points as well.
Man, if I hadn't just stuck with my first instinct, I would have gotten 5 points. But I did say Devin was going to vote for Ryan, so go me.
All right, I had Mike at 5, so that's 1 for me. But then I had Ryan at 4, which was wrong. Chrissy at 3, which was wrong. Devin at 2, which was wrong. And then Ben as the winner. So I only got 2 points there.
Okay.
All right, so that means before our winner picks, that means I had... Jack and I were tied with 11-point tallies each, and Colleen, you were in the lead with 13 points. But Jack wins it all with 15. He got his full 15 tally points.
Wow, that's crazy.
Odie ho, odie ho.
Wait, is there a fire making challenge?
Yeah, exactly. Wait, Colleen, you still have a chance.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't won yet. Oh gosh, that seems fair.
So, Jack, that puts your total score at 26.
Is that a record? Is that a record for points?
No, Colleen had one where she like knocked it out of the park a couple seasons ago.
I don't think so. So as far as we know, as of now, it's a record.
Was that the Second Chances one? No, that wasn't Second Chances. Was that the Winner's Edit one? Or was just like kicking butt?
If you can't tell me, I guess I have I'm the all-time champ.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I won season 33 with 25 points.
That's not 26.
Colleen. Oh, no, Colleen. No, Colleen won with 26 points last season. So, Jack, I'm sorry. On what I have here, you are tied.
Oh, but we go with who's won.
But Jack actually had the worst performance ever last season with only 5 tallies.
Well, that's because you did that bet in the beginning, so he lost the points.
That's right. Worst to first, Jack. Worst to first. Good job.
And I think, didn't I have Woo again?
And I went from first to worst.
you were still second. I was in last place. You had 13. I only had 11.
Oh.
So you're in second.
Oh, is that what that number means?
That's what math means.
Woo, math.
You only have one notepad?
What do you mean?
Yeah, he does it on his computer. On the desktop. So I don't face it.
Oh, I was like going, Jesus.
Yeah, good times.
All right. That will do it for this season of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. I think this will do it for... there's Owen Brew's podcast going on right now for the recapping and talking about the latest Star Wars episode. I'll be taking Jack on Friday to see it. So have you been able to stay spoiler-free, Jack? Hopefully you have been.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I have.
Well, good. Just keep staying away from the internet for 2 more days.
I've seen Wonder, but I've not seen Star Wars yet.
All right. Well, we'll see that on Friday, which should be a lot of fun.
Which would have made Edward happy when we were playing poker, because Edward's so – he wanted to talk about Star Wars
Edward's
so bad.
Edward's our friend.
Yeah, Edward's a big Star Wars fan. Because all of us at the table had seen it, that cared to see it, except for Jack, so it was tough. It was tough.
You can talk in code.
All right. Well,
yeah, well, anyway, check out Owen Brew. Jay is bearing the lead that he is actually on the part one of two. There's 2 parts out of 3 that are out. He's on part one of the
reason to listen.
And honestly, I
Last
think we
Jedi
had one of my favorite
podcast.
Segments of any podcast we did, which is what's Nick going to hate about this movie. So we did our predictions.
They did impressions.
On what Nick was going to hate, and we did our best Nick impression, which was a lot of fun.
Which I have to say, sorry, shut up, Tim, because I know you used to think that you had the best Nick impression. Boston kind of knocked it out of the park with his southern one.
Shut up, Tim.
Who's that guy? I don't even know who he is.
I don't know who he is either. And yet we've said his name on twice tonight.
We've jumped the shark. All right.
We were relevant once, guys.
this closes out this year for us. Hopefully everybody has a great holiday week next week. You got Christmas and then New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, back to back.
And then Ghost Island.
And we're going to have a baby somewhere in between that, so we don't know what's going on.
I'll probably ghost on out of that season, but we'll see. All right, so...
Ghost baby.
Anyways, thank you for feedback.
Wait, you have the baby, but then there's a twist.
No twist. Just have the baby and come home.
Colleen, listen, if there's a twist, you just have to adapt to it and learn how
exactly.
to adapt to the twist.
It's just the same as thing. It's just everything's a twist.
All right. So
that way, all the mothers from the future will know that there is a possible twist.
Colleen's like, "F you guys." All right, that is it. We'll see you guys next time.
No
Hasta
twist.
Luego.
Wait.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Patrons, Sakura Toku, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier. And it is the last minute shopping of the year. Use our link, jayandjack.com/Amazon, and that'll help out the podcast. All right. Now that's it. Until next time, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Peace out. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.